All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this hot sunny day. Welcome to this talk about introducing Conky Bubbles. If you're wondering really quickly what that is this nice system monitor here that you can kind of see on this projector. And so, in this talk, we're going to look at what Conky is, why do we need this project. If we get time, we might also deep dive into font rendering. You probably aren't that interested in font rendering, but I had to learn about font rendering for this project, so you may as well too. So the first good question to ask before you start a project is why. Sometimes just because is a good reason. In this case, there's a couple of product problems I was trying to solve. If we have a look at this screenshot, this is my desktop from 2009 or 2010, and I have given a talk before on how 2009 and 2010 was the year of the Linux desktop, because that's when the Linux desktop still did cool, fun stuff and wasn't just corporate and boring. So a big part of the why is to bring back that coolness factor from the early 2010s. We have lost the projector somehow.
I thought that was you.
That was not me. I very much still have slides. There we go. So, again, here is more examples of the coolness of the late 2010s. There are some other reasons that I should read this part of the slide deck again sooner. But one of the other reasons from a distribution perspective is, I'll cover this first. So this project started in Hack Week. At least there's a Hack Week thing from 6 years ago saying, I was starting this project, I probably started before it. So beyond wanting to do cool things on the desktop again, Conky is a system monitor. By default, it looks kind of boring and kind of like this. But at the same time, it can look like this, or this, or even this. And so it can look really cool, it can look really powerful, but traditionally a config for Conky is very much tied and hard-coded into one machine and the number of CPUs you've got and where you're what network device you're using and what hard drive devices you're using. And so for me as a person, I have four different devices running two different operating systems and five different desktops. And I want them to all look the same and be unified. And as the distro packager for Conky, I also want us to be able to provide a much better out-of-the-box experience that works on every single device, which means being able to auto-generate more of those configs, being able to tell how many CPU cores you've got, what your frequencies are like. And so, yeah, as I was saying, these are very machine-specific. They have to be handcrafted every time. As we saw in those earlier screenshots, Conky can also look somewhat dated. And doing styling in current Conky is hard. When you change the font, you then get to go through and reposition and resize everything manually, and it's a pain, and I was more than sick of that. So with all those negatives to Conky, why would we still use it? Well, it does the system monitoring part really well, has a wide range of variables and integrated data sets you can pull from, and it has some Lua integration, which makes it very easy to expand, which is mostly what we're going to be looking at today. So we have some goals. As I've said, we want it to work out of the box. It's something we can ship to a Linux distro, and it can look pretty. We want automated hardware detection. We want a theme engine. We want better layout handling. And so if you go to a different version of this talk, I go through the process a lot more. Today I'm going to go through this tool and how you use it. So, for me, the starting point ended up being Polycore. if I get time at the end of this talk, we'll cycle back around and talk about how I got to that. But I'd like to thank the author of Polycore, because they put me in a very good starting spot, even if I've rewritten a lot of parts since. So we're now going to introduce Conky Bubbles as the mostly completed solution to these problems. So Conky was named after the Trailer Park Boys. I have never watched the Trailer Park Boys, but being very crappy with naming, the Conky Wiki suggested that Bubbles was Conky's helper. So Conky Bubbles sounded like an appropriate name for something that's helping Conky do a bunch of things that it couldn't do before. We have a much improved layout engine with some sandboxing. We have widgets to render text using the new text APIs that I had to add. Again, we'll come back to font rendering. It has a theme engine. There's a couple of more themes for KDE Breeze that I also just added in the last few hours. So if we want to look at this compared to, say, our standard Conky config files, I should have been more organized, so I'm going to apologize you do. But if we go to somewhere in, like, not home, we go to somewhere in user share, under C, as the packager, I should probably know where the config files are. But I do not, and that is a problem. Okay, if I open the terminal, shell history is a wonderful form of documentation. Okay, so if we look at, is that font big enough for people? If we look at our traditional OpenSUSE Conky config, we have a bunch of config here about drawing the windows and various different things we need to set to work on a range of different X11 and Wayland window managers. And then we get this Conky text with a pretty basic text setup, and often you need to use jump twos and so on. So this is the old syntax. I have created a simple RC here to show the new syntax. So we're going to run through this as we go. So the first thing we need to do is we're using Lua. We have some modules we need to import. And we can also set up some aliases so that we can type less and make our config look better in the future. So that is all this stuff you see here. We also do a bit of magic to make Lua paths work and be happy. Then following on from that, we saw that massive settings table in the original config. What I've done with Conky Bubbles is I've tried to split that up a bit. So things that should be the same regardless of what are happening are now in this core Lua. And then for various desktop environments, I have moved the configuration into other separate files. So here is the Enlightenment one. Here is a Plasma one. Here is another one that can be added to natively use Wayland instead of X11. And so these all get merged in with These will get merged in with whatever we specify in our own config. So you can see here, we still need to deal with our positioning. We still get to choose the window color and so on. So that is the config part. That is kind of similar to traditional conky. And then this load config line here automatically does the merging. There is all those things in that slide. And so now we come up to the next big, big difference. Rather than using the conky RC text, which we had in that example, if I can find it. So you can see they use this conky.txt to put your big long text string of everything you're going to render. Instead of doing that, we set the text to blank so we don't actually render anything using Conky's rendering engine itself, other than maybe the background window, and even you can set that to be transparent. Instead, we come through and we use our set of widgets. So a bit about this, I've tried to separate things out into like three different areas. We have widgets, which are individual elements like text boxes, nice CPU graphs, things like that. We have the layout, which is how you arrange where all the widgets sit. And then most of the colors, fonts, and styling can all be changed from within themes. There is some poor links to the widget API. If you look at the slides later, that'll be renderable. So first, starting out, we have some simple text things. Static text, it gets rendered once when the window is loaded. It stays the same forever. We don't redraw it. If you don't want your text to change, that's a great way to save CPU usage. Conky text, this allows you to pass all of Conky's variables, and every update it'll look in and it'll substitute variables in the same way Conky did, so that's pretty useful. And then text line lets you do some more advanced things, which is something from the original author. I will probably also at some point add a form of data text that lets you return a function callback to provide some data with a formatting string, but I ran out of time for that. So at the base, we start off with basic things like text, bars, graphs, but then we expand that out. A common thing you see in Conky is like the, if we come here, we have these top displays for CPU, memory, GPU, and lots of people use them in their Conky configs. So to make life easy, I've just made one widget there. And similarly, this will automatically give you a full list of drives using what you already have. So containers are where the layouting kind of merges into widgets. I used to be a Qt application developer, so these containers in some ways kind of mirror what Qt does with its layout containers. But the main ones are you have a float, which means you can put something wherever you'd like. If you would like to hard code something, you can stack multiple widgets on top of each other. And then you have these rows and columns so that you don't need to worry about manually resizing things whenever you change your font. As a part of our layout in our setup function, we start with a root widget. We start by creating our root widget, and we can just nest all these as Lua tables, classes, and then obviously the bigger, slightly more advanced one is this, where we have a text, then some space, some more text, then our CPU combo. And probably what's useful at this point is if, rather than looking at the pretty one, we look at this version and maybe if I even do this, we can kind of see them side by side. So you can see we start off with our text saying bubbles, we have our date, we then have our CPU combo widget here, we have our CPU frequency bar graph here, and then as we come down a bit further, we have our CPU top, which is all these five lines, just become a simple, single, easy line to work with. Same with our memory one. We have this really cool memory grid that was already in the project when I started working on it. And so the best way to start this, as I've found with every project, is to probably take this sample and start editing it for yourself, see where you can get to. And then next we come on to themes, which is the look and feel. To give you some examples, if we come back, let's have a look at this original. This is our original theme for a second. That's a crappy wallpaper. That's a slightly better one. But if I close this for a second, we can also say we want it to look like KDE's Breeze in the dark version. And now if I, sometimes it's only really easy to see what's going on when you spin up a CPU core to 100%. But this one aims to follow the theme of Breeze. I was actually going to come into our, not that one. If we go back to our default wallpaper now, you can see that nicely ties in with KDE. As your CPU gets hotter, the colors change, and that will mirror the backgrounds. Now, there are also some crazy people in the world, and those crazy people like to use light UIs. And be prepared for your eyes to be burned out by the brightness of the screen. There is also a light version of this theme that hasn't quite made it to Git yet. Still needs a bit of tweaking, but I think in practice this doesn't work in this form, and so I will probably make some other config that looks nicer and works better with the light. Let's come back to this one. So where are we going next? Okay, so next I have added some extra data sets that we can use. So Conky has traditionally supported NVIDIA GPUs pretty well. By passing the AMD top application, this computer is running an AMD GPU, and we are still getting the top cores, how much of the GPU memory we're using, etc. So that's all there. Also CPU. These network graphs are automatically updating regardless of whether I'm on my Wi-Fi, my Ethernet, tethering my phone. That all works because we've got extra networking API. This widget here automatically detects the number of cores you have and adapts appropriately. And so in terms of what is supported, every X11 desktop I have tried works. You have been looking at KDE with Wayland, which also seems to work. I briefly tried one of the WOL Roots-based Wayland desktops on my other laptop. That seems to work. I have a laptop with 10 different desktops on it. GNOME I could only get working with X11, but that might have just been my machine. I don't normally run GNOME on anything. So in terms of what still needs to be done, we have the packaging and distribution part. I'd like to create a launcher script so that from the command line you can just run bubbles dimensions or bubbles this, and we can automatically load a bunch of configs for people out of the box. I'd also like desktop files so people can easily add it to their list of auto start applications, more themes, more widgets. The rings you often see in Konki are very common. Likely I will finish doing something with the KDE Lite theme and some rings when I get the chance. But I'd probably consider this now in a significant beta state, where if you want to pull it out and try it, then please do. To compile Konki, you need some recent features, including this Lua text. At Everything Open this year, I gave a full talk on how I ended up adding better font rendering to Lua and Konki, because that didn't exist yet. I'm running out of time now, so I won't cover that. So we won't come to the process today. Instead, I'm going to chuck all these slides up on my GitHub straight after this so I don't forget. And so that is, well, that's not what I wanted to be. That is listed down here if you want to take a photo of that. But with that, do I have any questions? I think we've got a couple of minutes. Anyone? I'm not that big and scary. Anyway, thank you all for your time. If you want to see a more in-depth look at the how and the why, I gave the alternate version of this talk at Everything Open, and I'm not sure if the recording's up yet, but hopefully it will be at some point, and so check that out. And feel free to come and talk to me about any of this after the talk.